Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning for Mount Edgecombe Preschool are Melissa Marconi-Wenzel and Beth Short, both board members. And and Dada is here, too, standing in the background. And a whole mess of kids who we may or may not speak to. Oh, all right, Calum. You're not a mess, Calum. You're Calum, but you're one of this whole bunch of kids who are here in the station with us. Thanks for coming in this morning, and you got your milk and your sippy cup. That's good.
Daddy is Dada.
Daddy is Dada. Okay. All right. I should have taken better notes before the interview. Melissa, it's the wreath sale. We've heard the promos on the air.
It's exciting. It's not the winter holiday season until Mount Edgecombe Preschool has its wreath and garland sale.
And a lot of people kind of coming to depend on this, I think.
I know, exactly. I mean, it's one of the easiest ways to get your greenery for the holidays, and it's actively going on. Right now, we have wreaths, noble for garlands and cedar wreaths.
Cedar garlands. And noble for wreaths.
Right. They're beautiful. They smell amazing. Mm-hmm. And they are available for pickup at the Holiday Bazaar that's happening at Centennial Hall this weekend.
Okay.
Or you can call the preschool. You could also go there to the bazaar this weekend and buy them. You don't have to pre-order if you don't want to. But pre-ordering is great because then you're guaranteed that you'll get one. And you can just talk to any board member or call the preschool to do that.
All right. Okay, so you're recommending pre-ordering, even if you're planning on just dropping into the bazaar.
It's a lot easier. It gets crazy at the bazaar. If anyone's gone to the bazaar, it gets crazy in the entranceway. And so if you've already paid and ordered, you just pick up your garland and your wreath and you go.
Okay.
Otherwise, you can purchase there, but it'll take a little longer.
Yeah.
And to pre-order, you can call the preschool at 966-2675.
All right, and no doubt you've got a list. If you've bought before, do people come around and catch you again, or have you got to exercise some initiative if you want to get a wreath?
We do a little bit of that, but you really should exercise some initiative.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So what's this all about? It's a fundraiser. It's one of your two sort of big fundraisers.
We have three big fundraisers during the year. There's the wreath and garland sale, there's the pansy sale, and there's the disco.
Okay.
They're all really important, particularly this year, because we've seen a threefold jump in scholarship applications at the preschool.
And just a big increase in the student body.
That's right.
Overall, right?
48 students.
Wow.
It's a big class. It's really exciting because there are so many kids running around and exploring and learning, and it's wonderful. But it does mean that we need some more funds.
Any theories about why the census student body is sort of on the increase?
I'm not gonna catch it.
I don't know. We were speculating that maybe it's because more people have learned about the scholarship program.
Okay.
And maybe more people are just realizing that that's available and taking advantage of it.
Yeah, that seems reasonable. We really don't know. It'd be really interesting to do a survey, a parent survey, and see why this year. We think it's wonderful, of course, because early childhood development is so critical.
Mm-hmm. And so far, you've met all everyone who's applied for scholarship has received it.
You know, it's really important to us that, one, we keep tuition affordable.
Mm-hmm.
And that, too, we'd be able to meet all the scholarship requests. We don't want to turn anybody away.
Okay.
We're a nonprofit, by the way.
And in the meantime, you're expanding programs for kindergartners, right?
We are, yeah. After-school program for kindergartners. It's really exciting.
The Discovery Club.
Yeah. What was the motivation there, Beth?
You know, I think that, number one, there were just so many kids who go to Mount Edgecombe that miss it when they leave. And I think that we saw that there was a lot of interest in kids maybe coming back in the afternoon after kindergarten, and also realizing that, you know, there's some art and elements of discovery and physical activity that maybe kids don't get quite as much of in kindergarten. And so this was an opportunity for them to come back and get a little bit more of that in their day.
Okay, yeah, I really remember the shift well with my own kids going to kindergarten, getting away from preschool. Well, preschool was, you know, I wouldn't say it was unstructured, but it was sort of a more free-form learning environment. It was really kind of, fluid and sort of organic, and kindergarten, a little bit more emphasis on structure and things. And I could see, just this kind of, appeal in my own kids' faces after kindergarten to just be able to kind of cut loose just a little bit. And it sounds like the preschool environment is a good way to kind of rekindle that sense of, fluidity. I'm trying to be diplomatic.
Yeah, definitely. And these kids, for them, Manajkin preschool is a second home.
Mm-hmm.
They're completely comfortable there, and to be able to go back at the end of a long day at kindergarten, I think, is a bit, it's sort of a relief for some of them.
Yeah, and play in that environment mm-hmm. that was so nurturing
right.
to begin with, some of their first educational experiences. Mm-hmm. What about the collaboration with the Pioneer Home? How's that going?
Great. We think it's really enriching for both elders and kids to be able to develop close relationships and interact. And we just happen to be there right next door. And we've always had a relationship with the Pioneers Home, but I think, we're thinking of ways to maybe create some more opportunities for that, some more formal ways of creating family in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is important for the elders and also for the kids because, living in Sitka or, Alaska in general, so many people move away from their families and maybe mm-hmm. don't have grandparents. And so for these young kids to be able to interact with older folks that they might view as kind of surrogate grandparents is really important.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Calum. Do you like Mount Edgecombe Preschool?
Yep.
Yeah, what do you do at preschool?
I play and eat.
This is what he says every day. What'd you do today? I played and ate. Snack time's important for
what else
kids.
Is there? Do you listen to books?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And do you play? Do you play with blocks or anything?
Yeah.
Do you have friends at preschool?
Yep.
What are your friends? Who are your friends?
I don't know.
Okay.
Jenny. Is one of them. Cat.
Cat.
Jenny and Cat. Is that Cat over there with Dada?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
And not Dada.
Oh, not your Dada.
So. We serve children 3 to 5 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever age they are in.
We drop Dada out to work.
Okay, well, somebody's got to work. So you just can't have fun all day long.
Helping the preschool.
All right. Well, thanks, Calum. Thanks for coming in and talking about that. So, again, the wreath sale this Saturday at the bazaar, mm-hmm. and it's $28 for a wreath without a bow and a little more for
31.
And 31 for with a bow. And garlands are $25 for the 15-footers, $100 for the 75-footers. And Melissa, you're suggesting that you actually call and pre-order your bow or your garland just to simplify matters.
That's right.
At the bazaar this weekend. And the number is 966-2675.
Yeah. And not only are they beautiful and they smell wonderful, but they are given to you with lots and lots of love.
All right. The mm-hmm. most important gift of exactly. all at the holiday season. And also any board member. Mm-hmm. You can connect with any board member.
Yeah, or even any parent who has a child in preschool.
All right. Thanks a lot, Beth. And thanks,
thank you,
Melissa,
Rob.
For coming
thanks,
in. Thanks, Calum. Beth Short and Melissa Marconi-Wenzel are board members of Mount Edgecombe Preschool. Calum Wenzel is a student at Mount Edgecombe Preschool.